Senators on the Judiciary Committee backed the nomination of Michael Mukasey to be the next Attorney General. Mukasey is a longtime federal judge from New York. He would fill the spot recently vacated under fire by Alberto Gonzalez. The committee vote followed a great deal of debate over Mukasey's refusal to comment on the legality of waterboarding.
Waterboarding simulates drowning, and it's either torture or, depending on your point of view, interrogation technique. Two Democrats on the committee voted with Republicans, Charles Schumer of New York and Dianne Feinstein of California. Their votes will also be key when Mukasey's nomination is debated by the full Senate. News analyst Daniel Shore says Mukasey's nearly certain confirmation means the debate over waterboarding and the imperatives of fighting terror will still take place in other contexts.
With the expected confirmation of Michael Mukasey as Attorney General, the controversy over torture is not ending, it's just entering a new phase. The Senate Democratic leadership apparently decided not to hold Mukasey hostage to force an administration confession on the use of waterboarding. They may have recognized the urgent need for a new Justice Department chief to clean up the Augean stables left behind by Alberto Gonzalez. But it is now emerging through documents and leaks that the struggle over torture policy has been going on at least since the 9/11 attacks. At the center of that dispute is waterboarding, a practice that goes back to before the Spanish Inquisition. It is favored by interrogators because it doesn't leave telltale wounds or scars. It is distrusted by many career justice officials who believe that not much useful evidence is produced when suspects are willing to confess to anything to stop the torture. In 2004, Daniel Levin, then acting head of the Justice Department's Office of Legal Counsel, voluntarily submitted to waterboarding to see what it was like. He then signed a new legal opinion saying that torture was abhorrent to American law and values. White House Counsel Gonzalez told him he would not be nominated to head the office. When President Bush talks of interrogation under pressure, it tends to be in terms of dramatic worst-case scenarios, like the terrorist who has knowledge of forthcoming attacks. Last month, Mr. Bush said, "When we find somebody who may have information regarding a potential attack on America, you bet we're going to detain them, and you bet we're going to question them." Whether question them means torture them was left unsaid. How many 9/11s have been averted by the use of waterboarding, that remains to be ascertained. The White House has cited several thwarted attacks, one against the Marine camp in Djibouti, another against the U.S. consulate in Karachi, and still another involving flying hijacked planes into a London airport. It seems clear that as White House counsel and as Attorney General, Alberto Gonzalez was advising on an extensive interrogation program at Guantanamo Bay and at secret prisons abroad. That remains to be explored by a dubious Congress. This is Daniel Shore.